It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week, and we are pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Loudon Housingay. He's a senior over at Waco High School in Wayland. He's been a member of the Warrior Wrestling team for throughout his high school career, and he is your 2025 Iowa High School Athletic Association Class 1A state champion at 190 pounds, as he finished off an undefeated senior season by winning the title a couple weeks ago in Des Moines. Loudon, congratulations. You've probably had some time to reflect on it, but when somebody calls you champ, how does it feel?
It feels great. It's still kind of all surreal for me. I'm just blessed and thankful that I got the opportunity to win for myself and my coaches and my community. So,
take me through the moments there at the end of the finals bout, because it is a whirlwind when you're in that big an arena. You have everybody watching you, and then everything that kind of happens immediately right after you win.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I was just kind of overtaken by emotions. I didn't know if I was shocked, happy. So kind of a whirlwind of emotions. But, yeah, just after you win, you know, got to see some of the Warrior fans in the stands and then kind of run into the tunnel. And you get interviewed and a bunch of people are congratulating you. And it's just all kind of a blur. But, yeah.
This has been an outstanding season for you, but it's one that's been driven by getting to that match and winning, because you got to the state title bout as a junior and ended up falling. How much sweeter does it make it to know that you had to wait basically a full 365 days to get the redemption in the one specific match, that you'd done everything else otherwise, and you end up finishing your career by getting that redemption?
It was a long wait. It was long awaited, but it was awesome. And you know, it's a lot of pressure. You know, everyone's saying, you know, you made it last year, you got to make it this year. But you kind of just have to focus one match at a time, and you know, you can't make it to the finals by just walking your way through. So it was Coach Few just kept telling me, you know, this match right now, and we'll worry about other matches later all year. So you know, gotta win the matches before to make it. So, yeah.
We're talking with Waco's Loudon Housingay, our latest athlete of the week and the new Class 1A state champion for boys wrestling at 190 pounds. I've heard a lot of guys say wrestling is maybe more mental than it is physical. So how do you kind of quiet your mind and clear things out so that all that talk that happens around you, you don't necessarily pay attention to it?
Yeah, I would agree that it's a lot of mental base when you're wrestling, but yeah, I just think I just kind of get into this zone before my matches, and I don't think I'm really thinking about anything, but yeah, I'd say I'm pretty nervous before my matches, every single one of them, and yeah, I think my nerves go away, you know, right when I shake hands and the whistle blows, and then it's just kind of wrestling free-minded, just it's all instincts, so.
That said, talking about the mental part of it, you still have to be, I'm sure, quick on your mind as much as you are quick on your feet, especially at state where you won all four of your bouts by decision. So how much does it make you feel proud to know that you were able to, you know, not just overpower guys and throw them down consistently? You had to find ways to pick your shots and score consistently in order to be able to do what you did.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it all just kind of goes back to my training with Pew and my coaches and them just getting me ready for those matches where I can't just, you know, beat these guys because I'm better and kind of walk through. I got to really wrestle and bring all that I've done, my training and everything, and put it into the match, and good things happen when you do that, so.
Starting with Waco's Loudon Housingay, our latest athlete of the week and the new state champ in Class 1A at 190 pounds for boys wrestling. You've had some good coaches, as you mentioned. I imagine you had some good teammates, too. How much did it help having those guys and some of the sparring partners that you had at Waco throughout the course of your career?
Oh, awesome. I think Seth Pugh is truly one of the best coaches in the state. I mean, he's taken me from a placer to a champion, two-time finalist, so. I give a lot of credit to Pew. I mean, I don't talk a lot about it, but He's 7 days a week. He takes time out of his day, out of his summer. I mean, just so much time and put it into me, Gage, and the rest of us. And, I mean, he got paid for it, so, yeah.
It is a great, great head coach that you got, and it led to some great success for you. Obviously, the moment in Des Moines a couple weeks ago is going to be near the top, but what are the other things you're going to remember most about being a Warrior?
Man, probably, yeah, just hanging out with my buddies and winning a lot. I'm blessed to, in every sport I've done, just doing a lot of winning, and obviously that's fun, but just blessed to have really great coaches. But not so much that they care about the sport, but they care about you, and they care about their athletes more than anything. So, yeah, just that and laughing, having fun with my friends, and yeah.
Well, you're going to try to continue what's been a very good football career for you as well in college going forward. So in talking about wrestling, the last thing I would ask, first of all, is I know a lot of guys start pretty young. How young did you start?
Yeah. Since, I don't know. I mean, I had older brothers, so I was wrestling since I can't even remember. So probably, I think preschool is when I really started. I was in the room, but long before that, I was wrestling around. So, yeah, all my life, basically.
Well, I won't make you go back that far because that particular version of Loudon probably was interested in doing a billion different things than sitting down and talking to somebody, but the younger version of yourself, if you could go back and talk to that kid when he's wrestling, what would be the one thing? The last thing I'd ask would be, what would be the one thing you would tell him?
Probably don't give up and keep grinding and good things will happen. Yeah.
Good things definitely happen, man. Congratulations again on finishing up a excellent career with the Ultimate Prize, and best of luck in whatever's ahead for you next, Loudon.
Thank you so much.
That is Loudon Housingay. He walks away with three medals in his career at state, but the latest of those is the greatest. The 2025 Iowa High School Athletic Association Class 1A state champion at 190 pounds finishes his senior season undefeated. Congratulations to Waco wrestler Loudon Housingay, our latest athlete of the week.